WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees and foggy, so just be aware of that. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by groundshuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple public safety agencies were behind the Bush Library for 10 hours yesterday. That's after two suspicious items were found along a trail between the library and the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife. Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says the College Station bomb squad used a water cannon attached to a robot to hit what appeared to be a PVC coupling stuck inside a cup.
Following that, the University Police Department's canine unit came in and inspected the area for any traces of explosive material, but none were found.
As the FBI's evidence recovery team picked up fragments, they found a plastic box partially covered in duct tape, which brought back the bomb squad.
And during this time, the College Station Fire Department monitored the area with specialized equipment to determine that it was okay for individuals to reenter the area. There were no harmful odors or chemicals from the second object.
Barone says no library operations were affected. Last night's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual banquet was the last for President Royce Hickman, who is retiring at the end of the year.
During my life, I've had the privilege of being in all 50 states, lived in about 16 of them. John Anderson stole my line because what I was going to say, and he said so well, there's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says his top goal is to have the transition to a new president go successfully and seamlessly.
It's so important that we don't miss a beat internally or externally.
Hickman, who has led the chamber's administrative team since January 1998, received a standing ovation at the end of the banquet. It's been 10 months since David Molak, a 16-year-old from San Antonio, took his own life after being cyberbullied. Since then, his family and state representatives have worked on creating legislation to prevent and combat cyberbullying. Chris Molak, David's older brother, is a student at Texas A&M.
We examine other state laws that we thought were suitable. I mean, that's the whole purpose. Is we want the law to accomplish the right purpose. We don't want it to be used in the wrong way, in other legal proceedings, and that like tarnish the bill. We also don't want it to be cut short of what it needs to accomplish.
The Molak family, with the help of two state lawmakers from San Antonio and another family affected by cyberbullying, filed David's Law yesterday, the first day legislation can be filed for the 85th legislative session. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner's first bill to file for next year's legislative session is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. Schwertner first called for statewide regulations after his constituents reacted to regulations imposed by the Austin City Council that resulted in Uber and Lyft leaving the capital city.
5,000 or so individuals that were directly employed, my understanding, by Uber or Lyft in SUN District 5, and there were tens of thousands that utilized the service.
Schwertner is not done filing bills, including one he introduced 2 years ago to raise the exemption on the franchise tax from $1 to $4 million.
I think it's the right bill because it gives some burden relief from the tax, as well as having to do the accounting for the franchise tax for those small businesses that really are the job creators and growth engine for Texas.
You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by groundshuttle.com. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let groundshuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. Groundshuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 7-Eleven Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure's in control of the weather for today. It'll remain in control of the weather right through Thursday. Very little weather action from Texas eastward across the central Gulf Coast. It'll be sunny today. Our highs will approach 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low around 55. More sun for tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60. Partly sunny and 80 to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the A&M basketball team bested American last night and currently sits at number 18th in the NCAA rankings. In the NBA, it was a good night for the Rockets and the Spurs, but unfortunately, that wasn't the case for the Dallas Mavericks. And in the NFL, Andy Dalton was sacked 3 times by the Giants defense as they took down the Bengals on Monday Night Football. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Inner defense, Chelsea doesn't have a window, so the fog's gone.
Oh, is it?
It's bright. It's bright and clear out there. Well, there had been fog earlier this morning.
I forgot the time change.
Sun's up and everything's
good.
Fine.
Well, I'm glad there's no fog.
Okay, so now yesterday was International Girl Day. Did you celebrate in any way, shape, or form, or just you were just a girl?
I was just a girl. Okay. I did have a friend that had a baby yesterday.
Oh, that's fun.
And so I went and saw them at the hospital.
Okay.
They had a little boy, but.
What the heck? That's okay.
You know.
Well, so, and that yesterday would have been more apropos for this, but I was talking to an occasional listener
okay.
Right. Of the show, and he was telling me he has a 5-year-old daughter. So she's the one who picks what radio station they listen to.
She probably doesn't like to listen to us talk. What's all that talk, Dad?
And that's why I said he's an occasional listener. Mm-hmm. But he did tell me the story that that I think last week they got in the car and she said, "Let's see what Chelsea and the boys are talking about."
That makes me feel so good.
That's what I'm saying.
Makes my day. That's
there.
Awesome.
There's your girl power.
That's
right
awesome.
There.
Girl power. Chelsea and the boys. So I guess that's what we'll be to at least some people
out
there.
I like the ring of that. The name.
Yeah, I think so.
Changing the name of the show.
Change the title of the show.
Not a bad deal. All right. So the United Nations Weather Agency is warning that global temperatures are soaring yet again.
What?
Another record high year.
It's all because Donald Trump's president.
That's it. The World Meteorological Organization says its primary data that it's got here shows that, through October, world temperatures were boosted by El Nino. Well, there's nothing we can do to change El Nino.
No.
But my first thought was, if everything was all right, these guys wouldn't have a job. So, of course, they're going to tell us it's terrible out there. So, we'll see how that works out. So, new hybrid and electric cars are now required to make noise when traveling at low speed so that pedestrians, especially those who are blind or have poor eyesight, will be able to hear them coming. The new rule was issued yesterday by the National Highway Traffic Safety Association. So now, I went in and I desperately tried to find, you know, the sound that these things are going to make. And what I found was that Nissan had developed some sounds for their vehicles. And so this was the backup sound that they have that we would hear. Yeah.
Got it.
Well, it runs for 7 seconds. That's why I thought I would let the whole thing.
So we really know.
Yeah, well,
it's like a digital anvil.
Well, yeah. Oh. Right now. Oh, that's a good. Yeah, good description. Okay, and then this is going forward. Okay, which sounds kind of like a rocket ship a little bit. So I don't know. So that's what they got. I had found another one. I'm kidding. But anyway. But I don't know that this is one that I don't know that they've agreed on anything. I mean, don't they have to probably come up with? The other thing is, it's only for vehicles that weigh above a certain amount.
Okay.
And Vespa has made, they make scooters, and they've made an electric or a hybrid scooter that doesn't make any noise. So the rules don't apply to that. And I don't know how that could be. I mean, shouldn't they have to make noise too? And so, I mean... And here's the thing. If you think about it, I don't know. I think it kicks in at 19 miles an hour, okay, if you're going over 19. But, I mean, you take the sound of forward, okay, and you multiply that, you know, over and over again. And, I mean, that's going to be fairly noisy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we have cars that run pretty quietly now. Well, some of them.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure how... Will the rest of us suddenly become aware of, at least for a period of time, this new sound if we're on the streets, especially in a city or where there's heavy traffic? Because you'll have the sound of the tires on the pavement, and then you'll have that as well. But anyhow.
Yeah, that's going to be...
It's the Jetsons. I don't know.
The Jetsons.
Yeah,
noises
like
of the future.
So I don't know what we're going to do. But that stuff goes into effect today. Today.
Wow.
So, the rule requires hybrid, yeah, here we go, electric, hybrid and electric vehicles to make audible noise when traveling in reverse or forward at speeds up to about 19 miles an hour. The sound alert isn't required at higher speeds. Okay, all right, so it's from 0 to 19.
So just in neighborhoods.
When you go, yeah, exactly. Manufacturers have until September of 2019 to equip all new hybrid and electric vehicles with sounds that meet the new federal safety standard. Half the new hybrid and electric vehicles must be in compliance 1 year before the final deadline.
We had someone text in, I would like my slow-moving hybrid to play the theme music of Jaws.
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking.
Pick your own?
Exactly.
It's like custom ringtones.
Yes, I think that would be just fine.
There we go.
Because you could that could be your personality that day, how you're feeling.
Exactly.
I mean, there you go. You got a little flat screen right there. You touch the sound that you want, and boom, you're gone.
Yep.
All right.
We also had another text in that said there is still some fog out there, especially in Burleson County.
There you go. All right,
and
Chelsea.
I said I knew it, and then they said, boys, ..
And you can join in if you want to, 979-695-1620. You can text us.
Not just boys, the boys.
The boys.
All right, so there. Okay, so here you go. Let me go ahead and tell you the toy that your child wants for Christmas that you can't get because it's already sold out. Isn't that what you wanted to start your day with?
Of course.
Apparently, a lot of parents willing to pay above the $60 retail price for Hatchimals. Hatchimals. Hundreds and even thousands of dollars more on sites like eBay. And that's pretty much the only way to get the hot holiday toy. The makers of Hatchimals released a statement informing customers they plan on increasing production for 2017. The company says, in the interim, some retailers are developing pre-sale and/or rain check programs for redemption in January. So if you'd Google Hatchimals.
Hatchimals.
All I know is that, again, it costs $60. And I'm guessing it's something that grows out of an egg or something.
It does.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Does it say what our age group is that we're looking for, what our target demo for Hatchimals would be?
No, the one.
They're old enough to bug you if you don't get it for them. That's what it is, right?
Right.
That's exactly.
No, I would definitely
say elementary school.
Age, but they have different animals that pop out of these eggs.
Oh. Do they just pop out once? Is it like whack-a-mole?
I wonder if you can keep the M.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Does it take a while?
Yes, would Johnny like to bring his Hatchimal over to the house? And Oh, you don't have one?
Oh, you don't have
I'm sorry.
A
well, we have a, we have a Hatchimal at our house.
So it's like the new Furby.
Yeah,
right?
They're become exactly. Super collector's items. Right. And then in 20 years, everybody's going to think they're going to be worth a lot of money, but they're not.
That's right. Then you'll get them at garage sales for like $3.
Yeah.
Oh, this so Hatchimal, I've already seen this one. Yeah.
The sound of a heartbeat emanates from inside as you look after and care for your Hatchimals. Which Hatchimal will you get? Well, that's a surprise.
Oh.
Until she doesn't like the pink one.
Yeah.
To hatch your unique furry friend, you must first play with the egg. Flip it, tap it, or listen to the heartbeat, and the glowing eyes, cute sounds, and taps will tell you just how your Hatchimal is feeling. And then once the time has come, you'll see a glowing rainbow inside the shell, meaning it's time for your creature to hatch. Touch the egg and encourage your Hatchimal to break through its shell. Once alive and well, you can raise your new friend through 3 stages as you teach it to walk, talk, and play games. Now, wasn't that worth the wait?
No. Here, look.
Have you met a child?
Does it say what the period of time is?
It says recommended for ages 5 and older.
No, I just meant how long
the process. I know. Yeah, no. Oh, gosh. I don't know. But if it takes longer than an hour, you're in trouble.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, so now what are the 3 stages that it takes you through as you do this?
It says walking. Uh-huh. Let's see. The 3 stages, walking, talking, and playing games.
Yeah, see, this is.
And it's, including, so baby, toddler, and kid. And it will sing happy birthday as it enters each new stage.
Oh, of course it will.
I like how Scott's initial reaction to is it worth it is no.
No, no. Well, that's the other thing is it doesn't include driving and dating either.
Wentworth Inc. and Calvert is the tractor supply company that provides the small town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wentworth Inc., they keep their overhead low and you get an honest upfront deal on tractors from Massey Ferguson and Coyote and Hay Equipment by Heston. Right now is an even better time to buy. Wentworth Inc. has special year-end closeout pricing on 35 to 100 horsepower tractors. So shop now for the best prices of the year at Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Find them online at wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 33rd annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Turkeys, canned green beans, stuffing, cranberries, and other items can be dropped off at the new Brazos Food Bank location, 1514 Shiloh Avenue in Bryan. Monetary donations accepted at any location of the bank and trust. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery, call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Happy Thanksgiving to the Brazos Valley.
Skyline Communications presents two-way radio for business and industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, two-way radio, a better way.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Aggieland HelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Aggieland HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Good morning, it's 7:24, the Infomaniacs, or Chelsea and the boys.
Yeah.
1620 WTAW. You can text us at 979-695. 1620.
I did find more out about Hatchimals.
Okay, here we go.
Usually after 30 minutes of continuous play, do they hatch?
Okay.
So it's quick.
All right.
But then it could take a couple of days or weeks to mature an adult Hatchimal.
Good. Okay, I like the idea of postponing the gratification a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't want by 1 o'clock on Christmas afternoon for it to all be done.
Done with your Hatchimal.
Yeah, put that
exactly.
away. Yeah, don't have to mess with that anymore. Okay. Now, here's some interesting news for you as we get ready for the holidays. When you hear that your online purchase will be gift-wrapped, what do you picture? Most people would picture packages wrapped up in paper, maybe, with a bow and all that kind of stuff. That's not the Amazon way anymore. This holiday season, Shoppers are getting velvet gift bags of various sizes, and the bags solve two key wrapping problems for the large number of e-commerce things they're going to have to do. Reusable multiple times, which is good, but it's also a lot faster than having somebody actually sit and wrap the gifts, because a computer can't do that. What they'll do is have little bags going, they'll drop them right in there, close them up. Oh, and don't forget they're eco-friendly, too.
Uh-huh.
Plus the fact that wrapping paper has no value whatsoever, and once it's done, and it fills up the landfill. All that, and then, with the holidays right around the corner, shipping 700 million packages and gifts to faraway places, yesterday, aircraft maintenance workers at UPS, that's United Parcel Service, voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike. Hey, hey!
Wow.
The workers who are members of Teamster Local 2727 say they've been talking with UPS for 3 years. Company is insisting on health care concessions and a major hike in retiree employment costs. However, any hike will probably not happen during the holidays since labor negotiations will probably still be ongoing. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Well, they've already, but the shipping companies already have raised their prices. They did that back in the summertime in advance so that you weren't paying attention then that your prices went up. Now, you do that, and then you combine it with the fact that we as consumers expect slash demand free shipping. Well, remember, nothing's free.
Yeah.
You're paying for it somehow, some way. But just letting you know that that they raised their prices back in the summertime to be ready for this. And again, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's commerce. That's
right.
What happens.
Mm-hmm.
But know that it's costing that, and it may cost more. All right, let's grab some weather here real quick. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRiffingPros.com. Going to be an okay day today. The winds are going to turn around out of the north, so it'll feel a little bit different than it did yesterday, even though the temperatures are going to be just about the same. We'll be up in the upper 70s. Then tonight around 54 or so. Probably make 80 on Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday, a 50-50 chance of showers. But that's okay. It's not going to spoil the weekend. Sun will be back on Saturday with a high temperature of 64. High of 64. So that'll be kind of nice. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 5. We have 57 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Washington Post headline, Trump will have vast powers and he can thank Democrats for them. Far-left author Glenn Greenwald reports that liberals are understandably panicked about what Trump can carry out as president. Greenwald agrees that they're right to panic, and he blames Obama and the Democrats. After all, once he got in office, Obama did an about-face on policies he complained about under President Bush. Obama detained terrorism suspects without due process. He targeted terrorists for execution by drones, including a U.S. citizen. He operated in secret, keeping the courts away from torture and eavesdropping programs. He greatly expanded mass electronic surveillance. But all that was okay with liberals because they believed in Obama. They trusted Obama in their heart of hearts. They were sure Obama would never go too far with all the new powers he assumed for himself. Greenwald says that liberals were blinded by the belief that Obama was too benevolent and benign to abuse his office. The left put their partisan loyalties above their principles. Well, come January, all those expanded executive powers that Obama added now belong to Trump, who the left does not think is benevolent and benign, and that is too much for panicked liberals to bear. Well, liberals, I mean, you made your bed, you endorsed all this stuff, now you get to lie in it while the rest of us get to enjoy you lying there, reveling in your misery. It's called Schadenfreude.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, LifeLock would like to remind you that there is one group you do not want to hear thanks from during the holidays, and that is identity thieves. They are thankful for all the personal information you leave behind when you shop online. Because of all the activities during the holidays, you can expose more of your personal information than ever, which could lead to identity theft. Now, thankfully, there is LifeLock. Their proprietary technology can detect a huge range of identity threats, and if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists that work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock offers something on everybody's wish list, and that is peace of mind. Join right now and get a special 15% discount. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to save 15% now on your LifeLock membership. Offer ends December 31st, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Royce Hickman's 18th and final annual banquet as president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce ended with a round of thanks to his family and his community.
There's not a more giving or caring community anywhere in the United States than Bryan College Station. Whenever we need anything, you are there for it. And I don't care whether it's in a tragedy or in a situation where we just need help. We always can find people who will help us here. And I thank you for that. It's what makes being in this job so great.
Incoming Chamber Board Chairman David O'Neill says his top goal is to have the transition go successfully and seamlessly.
With a new leader at the Chamber, we'll continue to foster the strong relationships we currently have with the county, our two cities, with President Young at Texas A&M and President Hansley at Glenn College, as well as other community partners.
O'Neill says a search committee is working to select Hickman's successor. It was a 10-hour day yesterday for multiple public safety agencies on the grounds of the Bush Library. That's after two suspicious items were found behind the library along a trail that goes to the future burial site of the 41st president and his wife.
Were they just something that somebody accidentally left behind? Were they intentionally placed there? Those are all questions investigators will be looking into as they proceed.
Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says a PVC coupling inside a cup and a plastic box partially covered in duct tape were hit with a water cannon attached to a bomb squad robot.
We did have police officers on standby at locations to create a perimeter so that the first responders could go into that area and inspect those objects as well as utilize their equipment to render them safe.
The fragments were collected by the FBI's evidence recovery team and will be tested. Barone says no library operations were affected. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner plans on filing several bills before the start of the legislative session in January. His first is to create statewide control of ride-sharing companies. That's after hearing from his constituents north of Austin who reacted to Uber and Lyft pulling out of the capital city.
I think it's really travesty that if individuals fly in from out of state and they try to whip out their phone and hail an Uber or a Lyft, that they can't do so in Austin. I think that sends the wrong message that Texas is not open for business. And I think it's very important that we as a legislature change that.
Schwertner also hopes the new presidential administration will provide more federal flexibility in the state's Medicaid program.
Regarding the benefit design package and the caseload volume and allow for personal responsibility and accountability in Medicaid. And I'm working really hard on that issue.
You can read Schwertner's ride-sharing legislation online at WTAW.com. More than 500 bills were filed yesterday, which was the first day lawmakers could propose legislation. Another bill, David's Law, is named after David Molak of San Antonio. David's Law is aimed to combat and prevent cyberbullying.
This is the first time any kid has grown up with such
such connection at such a young age, and that can be really damaging.
Texas A&M student Chris Molak is David's older brother and has been working on this piece of legislation since last January when David took his own life after being bullied online.
I want to make a difference in this short life we've got left. I mean, David was 16 years old. I mean, he had so much to live for and so much he could have accomplished. So I honestly, as cliche as it might sound, like, I feel like I have to live the life that David didn't see himself living.
Other proposals include exempting Texas from daylight saving time and offering pre-kindergarten to all four-year-olds. The lawyer for a North Texas veteran who claims he was humiliated at a local Chili's on Veterans Day met with the restaurant's lawyers. Army vet Ernest Walker says his meal was snatched away by a manager at the Chili's in Cedar Hill when he went there for their Veterans Day deal. The reason? The manager didn't believe he was a veteran. Chili's parent company Brinker says in a statement they apologize and that the manager has been removed. Lee Merritt, who represents Walker, says his client doesn't only want compensation.
Mr. Walker works with a number of civil rights organizations in the city. To the extent that Chili's or Brinker Company may be interested in partnering with some of their initiatives, we haven't discussed that yet. They were certainly open to working with us and making it a long-term relationship instead of just one bitter one.
Both sides will meet again at a later date. 2 years ago, a police officer in Victoria shot a 78-year-old man twice with a stun gun following a traffic stop. A lawyer for the driver tells the Victoria Advocate an out-of-court settlement has been reached with the city. The lawyer and the family of the driver did not reveal how much money they're getting. The officer was fired. And private events can no longer be held in the Mission Church at the Alamo. Officials tell the San Antonio News Express that's due to concerns with the deteriorating condition of the 250-year-old building. Gatherings can still be held elsewhere on the Alamo grounds. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing. And we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Hear that? No? It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus TTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV, with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead. Make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure is in control of the weather for today. It'll remain in control of the weather right through Thursday. Very little weather action from Texas eastward across the central Gulf Coast. It'll be sunny today. Our highs will approach 80 degrees this afternoon. Tonight clear with a low around 55. More sun for tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 60. Partly sunny and 80 to 85 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, backup quarterback Jake Hubenak talks to Zach Taylor about Saturday's loss in your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, A&M softball's annual Maroon and White series continued yesterday, with White beating Maroon to take a three-game lead. In the NBA, the Rockets took down the 76ers and the Spurs bested the Heat, but Dallas Mavericks couldn't get past Carmelo Anthony and the Knicks. And in the NFL, the Bengals fell to the Giants on Monday Night Football last night in New Jersey. The details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Text and join us at 979-695-1620. Just remember, if you're in College Station, you can't be holding that in your hand.
Nope.
You can't do that.
Don't. Put it down.
And think about it. Talk to text, once again, can sometimes be really fun.
Yeah, it can.
Especially when you've got it sitting on the armrest by you and you're yelling at your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll enjoy that. Speaking of your phone, the next time somebody asks you for your cell phone number, you may want to think twice about giving it away.
Oh, really?
Cell phone number is more than just a bunch of digits. New York Times tells us in an increasingly, it is increasingly being used as a link to private information maintained by all sorts of companies, including money lenders and social networks. It can be used to monitor and predict what you buy, look for online, or even watch on television.
Ooh, that's creepy.
It has become kind of a key into your room, if you will, says Ed Strautz, who is a former high-tech crime agent for the FBI. Yet the cell phone number is not a legally regulated piece of information like your Social Security number, which companies are required to keep private. We are told to hide and protect that number, while most of us don't hesitate when asked to write a cell phone number down and hand it to somebody.
True.
You'll do it.
Yep.
You get that last four of your social, okay, you're all right with that. But it is a growing issue for young people, since two sets of digits may well be with them for life, their Social Security number and your cell phone number. And then cell phone numbers may stay with you.
Now, see, that's weird, and I guess that is because nowadays they're using that to link, you know, all of that information from money lenders and things like that. But, you know, I mean, for the longest time, there was a book full of everybody's phone numbers.
True.
Like, it's public record, you
right.
know what I mean?
So, that's true, but it was not tied to, because you weren't doing transactions.
Right.
And now, because you do and store information on your phone.
So I've never thought of it that way, so that's interesting.
That's why we're talking about it right now, why people might be driving to work. Just one more thing to think about. Nearly half of all U.S. American households have given up their landlines and have only wireless phone service, a figure that has risen more than 10 percentage points in just 3 years. And among people 25 to 29, the share of homes that have only wireless stands at 73%. If you're between 25 and 29, 73% of you have got just wireless phone service. So once again, just think about that information out there.
Hmm.
As we remind you that Taylor Swift has a new album coming out.
Finally.
Yeah.
Tell me.
So there, we're not playing music today, but we're talking music, yeah.
Yeah.
And The UK's Sun, that's a tabloid, but since they tell us it must be true, she's working with Drake to do some edgier material, which might be more urban. So just letting you know.
Bring it.
So we're not playing music. We're not going to hear some It's Raining Tacos today?
Look.
Hey, The Voice was on last night.
Oh, that's right. See, all you have to do is say that, and then she starts singing. So it just, you know, it breaks out in song.
True.
All right. True. So, yeah, the Voice was on last night. What happened?
It was. Well, nothing really happened because it's on again tonight. And so, but America is voting. The judges are just sitting back and relaxing at this point. But Garth Brooks was the advisor. The celebrity advisor this week.
Did
so that
he remind
was pretty
everybody
cool.
He's got an album coming out of Target?
They did mention that in the little plug, they did mention that his like 10 CD set is out of his best of all time.
Because after all, you haven't ever heard those songs before and you only have $216 to spend, so why not spend it for that?
To have enough hits to fill 10 CDs,
it is amazing. That's true.
It's ridiculous. So, but it was pretty cool. He did a really good job advising on the show. So tonight, they'll, you know, do the second half of the lives, and then they'll dwindle it down.
It says here now that the bottom two artists compete for the instant save on tonight's show. I don't know what that means, but that's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Whoever has the least amount of votes, I guess, the bottom two. And
fine.
Then
also, that's on tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC. Also on TNT tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the series premiere. It's a brand-new series called Good Behavior. Downton Abbey's Michelle Dockery stars in this new drama as a thief, a con woman, and a drug addict caught in a complex relationship with a hitman. Huh? Okay. David Blaine's going to do magic on TV tonight.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock on ABC.
Is this the one with the celebrities?
Yes, this is the one where he impresses celebrities. Okay, so we get to watch him impress David Beckham, Johnny Depp, Drake, Steph Curry, Dave Chappelle, John Travolta, Patrick Stewart, Emma Stone, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, plus others. Okay. What if they're not amazed?
Right? Yeah. What if they're like, I've seen this one before.
Hey, listen, could you give us a little better reaction so we can record this reaction to the trick?
Ooh.
That's so much better. Okay, and also the premiere tonight on USA Network at 9 o'clock of Shooter. After being delayed twice due to real-life mass shootings, this new series, which is based on the Mark Wahlberg film back in 2007, making its debut. Ryan Phillippe, is that right? Is that how you say that?
Ryan Phillippe,
okay,
I think that's actually kind of pronounced
Ryan,
it.
Ryan whatever his name is.
But whatever. He used to be married to Reese Witherspoon.
That's the one. Okay, stars in his role as an expert marksman who's enlisted to help prevent an assassination attempt on the U.S. president, but things go wrong, making him a target of those who he was supposed to assist.
Ooh, it did look pretty good.
All right, so that's coming up.
If you're into that kind of
stuff. That's right. Okay, we've got your TV set for you tonight.
There
Thank you.
Okay.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Your entire life could be passing right before your eyes, and you may not even see it. There's a story involving pop singer Adele that illustrates the point very well. millions of people around the world would love to see Adele live on stage. But apparently, there are a lot of others who would rather see her on a screen the size of their phone, even when she's standing right in front of them. And Adele thinks they're missing out. At one of her shows, Adele asked a concert goer to stop filming her performance. She told her fan, "I'm right here. You can enjoy all of this in real life rather than through your camera." Adele's admonition to enjoy the moment applies to more than concerts. We all could use the same reminder when it comes to get-togethers with friends, hikes along a beautiful trail, or family outings. All of these times will be much richer if you'll focus your attention first on enjoying the moment. It's one thing to capture a few snapshots or a video while you're living in the moment. It's quite another thing to become a spectator to your own life because you're too busy documenting it. As Adele told her audience, "This isn't a DVD. This is real life." And I agree with her. The moments we enjoy in life impact our souls as much as they do our memory banks. But only if we live in the moment and experience life instead of simply recording it for later. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:52. Well, the Aggs are looking to move forward this coming weekend against UTSA, and with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football is coming off a heart-wrenching 29-28 loss to Ole Miss last Saturday. The Aggs took a 21-6 lead heading into the fourth quarter, but were then outscored by the Rebels 23-7. Quarterback Jake Hubenek chalked it up to more of a playing-not-to-lose mentality.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it had to do with the play calling or anything like that. The plays were great. I just think, you know, maybe mindset-wise, we just weren't there. We were just thinking, you know, hey, we got a lead. We can, you know, run out the clock, but, you know, you got to keep attacking. You can't sit back and just wait for the game to end.
Filling in for injured starter Trevor Knight, Hubenek threw for 213 yards and two touchdowns, but tossed an interception in the waning seconds. He and the guys will be back on the field again this Saturday to host UTSA. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. with pregame starting at 10 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Don't forget to catch the Sumlin Show tonight at 7 o'clock on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M basketball, Tyler Davis scored 17 points and DJ Hogg added 12 as Texas A&M overwhelmed American for a 76-53 victory last night. For the second consecutive game against an undersized opponent, the Aggies dominated inside, outscoring the Eagles 44-22 in the paint. The Aggs next take on USC on Friday at 6 p.m. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the rankings for NCAA men's basketball, Duke continues to remain a solid number one, with Kentucky ranked second in the latest rankings. A&M is ranked 18th, meanwhile Texas is ranked 23rd. In A&M softball, freshman Miranda Miles delivered the game-winning RBI single as White defeated Maroon 1-0 Monday evening at the Aggie Softball Complex. With the win, White takes a commanding 3-0 lead in the annual Maroon and White series. The Aggies return to action Tuesday for Game 4 at 4 p.m. at the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NBA,
rebound Harden, number 7, into the front court, crossing over, driving, running, scoring, 33 points, 7 rebounds, 7 dimes.
James Harden scored 33 points, 23 in the first quarter, and the Houston Rockets easily bested the Philadelphia 76ers last night, 115-88. Meanwhile, in San Antonio,
Gasol will set a screen for Kawhi Leonard with 8 to shoot.
cutting left. Kawhi into the paint, takes it right side, pull up mid-range jumper, good. For Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard scored 24 points with 12 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held on to beat the Miami Heat 94-90. In New York,
Jennings on the run. Looks left, looks right, gives back to Holiday. Carmelo in the corner for three. Buries it!
Carmelo Anthony and Kristaps Porzingis each put in 24 points, and the New York Knicks rolled to a 93-77 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. The Knicks put a smaller lineup on the floor, moving Porzingis to center and benching Joakim Noah. In Major League Baseball, all-star outfielder Ian Desmond has turned down the Rangers' $17.2 million qualifying offer. The free agent will still be able to negotiate with the Rangers, but the team would get a compensatory draft pick if he signs elsewhere. In the NFL,
Manning checking over the play clock. Paul signals, takes the snap, back to throw. Looks left, throws left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants, Sterling Shepard.
Gutsy call there by Ben McAdoo. Great route by the rookie.
Monday Night Football saw the New York Giants reach 6-3 after Eli Manning passed for 240 yards and three touchdowns in their fourth straight win, 21-20 over Cincinnati. The Giants defense intercepted Andy Dalton once and sacked him three times after entering the game with an NFL worst 11 sacks. New York went ahead for good on Manning's three-yard touchdown throw to Sterling Shepard on fourth and goal in the final period. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody, we just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage rub turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com today.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620. WTAW, a Facebook survey found 62% of U.S. Americans expect the election to make their Thanksgiving dinner more difficult. Really? Really? We have to invite them. I'm not sitting next to him. I'm not going to sit next to him. I'm not going to do it. Just telling you.
Did you hear who they voted for?
Yeah, really. So there. However, while we're talking about that, traveling this Thanksgiving, here's some things to make your trip a little easier. Let credit card companies know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, they may block purchases, which you try to make if you're far away from home,
mm-hmm.
which you want them to do.
Right.
I mean, you do. It's
right.
Important. Take a night flight if you can. You get lower fares, fewer delays, less crowded airports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also put you in Charlotte at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, which is so fun.
You bet. Yep. Buy travel insurance. Thanksgiving travel is famous for long delays, bad weather, canceled flights. Travel insurance will reimburse you.
Isn't that any time of the year?
Well, yeah, I think so. Why would that be different?
Nowadays.
Costs about $20 a trip. Drink a lot of water. Very true. Stay hydrated. Helps you feel better. Okay?
And so many of the airports now have those water fountain refillable things.
Yeah, yeah.
And so bring your own,
got your bottle. Or Yeti or whatever you drink it out of.
Exactly.
And check in online. One less thing to worry about once you get to the airport.
Hey, real quick, accident northbound on Welburn at 2818.
Oh, good. Nobody's ever there.
Northbound Welburn at 2818. Okay. So just a heads up. We'll see if we can get more details.
All right. Just stay away from it if you can. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Kind of like yesterday temp-wise, except the wind's out of the northwest, which will make it feel better. 54 tonight. We'll be over 80 on Wednesday and Thursday. 50% chance of rain on Friday, but then it cools down. Saturday ought to be spectacular. High of 64. Text us anytime you can do that, 979-695-1620. It's 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.